Proclamation number 716 dated the December 19th, 1938. Passing through each form is necessary. Microcosm. Your friends from the other side lovingly turn towards you to fulfill your desire, and thus receive. The world as such has only one purpose, namely, to lead the many living beings, who are carriers of spiritual substances, towards higher development, which can only take place in an environment where all manner of conflicts occur, of which the world offers an adequate amount. Be it on Earth or on the many other celestial bodies, living beings everywhere have to face unforeseeable difficulties and need all their strength to overcome them. However, such strength is present in every living being, since every living being receives strength to exist in the first place. Further development therefore always depends on how this strength within the living being is utilized. That means, the sooner any activity incumbent upon the living being is carried out, the faster the spiritual intelligence is released from its surrounding form and the next stage of development can begin. Now it is possible to ask, which form guarantees the fastest development for living beings? And the answer to this question can only be that it is vital to pass through every form, and that a limit can only be set where the unification of innumerable small particles of soul result in one whole, when all substances of soul are present to give life to the final embodiment, the form of the human being. The most subtle movement in the human being, the most gentle emotion is only due to the finely tuned soul, which in turn is composed of even more subtle particles of soul. These are a most important requirement in the construction of the whole as they, in turn, guarantee the completed soul the most delicate emotions and perceptions for the smallest miracles of creation by divine love. If these tiniest of components did not exist, the human being would not understand current and future miracles of creation. He simply would not be able to see something that is not already alive within himself. He must have everything that exists in creation as the smallest components within himself. That is, every substance must be a part of his soul. Only then can he also observe what is outside of himself. This instruction in turn raises the question as to what kind of components the small living beings consist of, and this is easy to explain. They all carry substances of yet smaller living beings within themselves, but accordingly can only instinctively feel what has already progressed further in evolution. Yet at the same time they control what already exists in these living beings as substance. Knowledge of this important information in the doctrine of creation is of greatest advantage for the human being, because from this he will learn to understand the complex composition of human nature. On the basis of this fact he can judge that the human being is indeed the crest of divine creation, so to speak, that he, i.e., his soul, is so delicately constructed within himself, that it is impossible for such a work of art to have been produced by a wise creator merely for the duration of earthly life, because everything he sees in nature, be it in the region of mineral, plant or animal life, exists in atoms within himself. The human being incorporates the whole work of creation in miniature within himself. Therefore, he also has to overcome within himself the opposition that approaches him from outside, from the world, which means that countless external dangers motivate the human being into strongest resistance, while likewise the spiritual atmosphere is stimulated by the continuous resistance and permanent struggle of the different substances of soul, and only can become stronger and the soul open to higher truths of light in this way. Just as every living being, even the smallest, has to perform a specific task, so has the human being, as the carrier of all these substances. and this task consists first and foremost of spiritualizing all substances of soul that are still in harmful opposition to their real task, who would still prefer to perform the earthly task which is their nature due to their past earthly duty in an earlier form. For this reason the human being has to fight against many faults, mistakes and bad habits, since the character of the substances bound in the soul repeatedly comes through and would like to seduce the flesh, the earthly cover, into compliance, which should be strongly resisted during earthly life. And only in this way can it be understood that the human being has an extraordinary responsibility during earthly life. That there must be a continuous struggle to triumph at the end of the day truly spiritualized as victor against all dangers and to have resisted all temptation. After all, how often indeed is the spirit willing but the flesh weak? Amen.